Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. Yeah. ABC Radio Perth.
What I'd also like to try and do is take you aboard the MSC Magnifica, which refueled last night in Fremantle. No one disembarked. It then started to sail on to Dubai. Dubai refused to let them finish the journey there. And Azalea Enderley is a passenger on board. Let's see if we can find her. Azalea, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Azalea?
Yeah, no, very, very well. Thank you. Very well.
Tell me what conditions are like aboard the ship. What are passengers saying to one another about the fact you were here the other day, you were going to go to Dubai, and now the state government won't allow the ship to berth at Fremantle?
Yes. I think everybody on board is on still very, very high spirits. We feel very safe and secure because we're on the ship here with no viruses. And we've got the attitude now, we're sort of sailing, we're on a cruise to nowhere. And we're probably going to get answers from the captain within 48 hours. But everybody on board is, you don't see anybody miserable. I think the people that were not happy about the world cruise coming to an end had the opportunity to leave the ship in Hobart, in Sydney.
Yes.
And the rest, the ones that are left behind are the ones that, quite honestly, you know, the rest of the world have got blockouts and lockups, and we're just feeling safe, and the facilities are fantastic. You're on a luxury cruise liner. What more can you ask? I mean, really, well, we've got food, we've got entertainment, we've got everything.
That is a lovely philosophical attitude. I was wondering whether people would start to feel some sense of distress about where they go to next and when they go home. And you say you're waiting for the captain to tell you those things. Do you have any idea when you might go home, or do you not care too much at the moment?
You know something, at the moment, the friends and the people that we're talking to all the time, nobody seems to be bothered about it. You know, we're taking one day at a time. Everybody's got a very positive attitude. I mean, we're from South Africa, and South Africa's going on a lockdown tomorrow until the 17th, 16th of April. So what must I do at home? I'd rather be on a luxury cruise liner with all the lovely facilities, you know? So it hasn't depressed us at all. I mean, really, the staff, the captain, the crew, it's absolutely amazing on this cruise. After we've cruised a lot, and I would say that this has been a total mind blower for the service that we have received on this cruise ship.
Well, I do.
Absolutely amazing.
I do hope, Azalea, that you continue to enjoy the cruise as long as it continues to meet your expectations, and that you find safe haven when you wish to find safe haven. Thank you so much for talking to me.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Her name is Azalea Enderley from South Africa, and she is on that cruise ship that we will not accept into the port of Fremantle. But good on her for having such good spirit. You're with Jeff. This is The Drive Program. We're going everywhere to get opinions.